Just by way, though, quickly of background, of course, this is the day when the GDPR becomes effective. The GDPR was passed, if any of you have the little OneTrust book, passed back in May of 2016, and the European Commission said, basically, like, here, we're going to, in terms of the implementation law, we're going to give you a couple of years to get ready, and by the way, this is the grace period, right? Like, so May 25th, 2018, lights on, ready to go. It's not May 25th, 2018, and then you can start to get ready. So this is a law that's been on the books. This is sort of, privacy and data protection come of age, right? So this is the advanced law. It's got enhanced data subject rights. It's got it's got real teeth. It's got, up to 4% of the global revenue of the enterprise. That's all affiliates, all, sort of related enterprise in the context of, like, the antitrust laws. 4% of that globally or 20 million euros, whichever is greater. And so we mean business, right? And it's a harmonized law. For those of you not that familiar with EU laws, this is a regulation, which means that it's automatically effective all the way through the EU. It's not like the directive it replaces. The EU Data Protection Directive was enforced through national pieces of legislation, right? So this is a regulation. It's automatically effective across the board. The idea is going to be harmonized. We mean business. We're going to beef up our data protection offices and supervisory authorities. And we expect everyone to sort of get on board with this. And we're going to also expand the territorial reach a little bit. So over there in America and elsewhere, you all better wake up because we're talking to you. So, all right, all that said, and I'll put on my little teacher's cap for just a second, and I want to, another basic concept I want to talk about briefly is data protection versus privacy. So this is the general data protection regulation, right? It's, privacy is a fundamental right.